God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You know, all of us identify ourselves in a number of ways. We have different markers, for lack of a better term, that define our tribe or our clan or our fellowship, or even different roles that we play. I'm an American. I am a Christian. I am a Baptist. I am a father. I am a horse lover. There are a number of things that define or help identify, I guess, specifically and precisely who I am. Luke chapter 17 is a story that reminds us of the power of markers and what marker matters the most. This is the story of 10 men whom Jesus healed. They were lepers, and only one man came back to glorify God and give thanks to the Lord Jesus. The story opens in this way, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. So you've already got a variety of people living in two different places. Samaria, which is where the Samaritans lived, and then Galilee. As you well know, probably, the Jewish people and the Samaritans had little to nothing to do with each other. There was a racial bias and maybe even a little bit of animus between these two. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Now, in short, Jesus healed these men in a miraculous and amazing way. The Bible says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus goes on to say, weren't there 10 that were cleansed? Where are the 9? There's only one here. There are not found that returned to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said to him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Now here's an amazing thing. Three markers you can see in this story. Number one, birth. This man was not born in Galilee, he was born in Samaria. And the Bible says that he was a Samaritan. Jesus calls him a stranger. So we've got one man with no name but three markers. And the first is birth. Now look, there are a number of markers you have by birth. Your nationality, perhaps, and some other things. Your family name. I'm a Rice. I can't do anything to change that. I didn't do anything to make myself a Rice. I was born into it. It's an original primary marker. The second marker you see here is what you might call calamity. It's a marker that has been forced on this man. Few things can bring strangers closer together than shared calamity. This group of men was made up of both Jews and this Samaritan, and yet they were more alike than they were different at this point because they both were ostracized from their separate societies, and calamity brought them together. You think about a band of brothers, as Stephen Ambrose writes about, these men that endured incredible hardships in some war, in this particular instance, the Battle of the Bulge and World War II, and protected each other and helped each other and comforted each other in foxholes and forests. And so there's calamity that forces them together. This man, this unnamed man, would have been called the Samaritan were it not that he was a leper. We have a story earlier in this book about the Good Samaritan. This man might have been the Grateful Samaritan were it not for the fact that he was a leper. And so we don't think of him so much as a Samaritan as we think of him as a leper. But what did Jesus see? And what did Jesus say? And how did Jesus define this man? Jesus said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Now, there's much to say about his gratitude. That, I think, is perhaps the main point. But this is certainly not far behind. What Jesus saw was not that he was a Samaritan or that he was a leper. What Jesus saw was that he was a man of faith who put his dependence in Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus saw, and that's what Jesus sees. And the takeaway, of course, is that in your life and mine, the marker that matters most is the one you choose. You don't choose where you're born or to whom, and you certainly don't choose the calamities that befall your life, but you do choose who you put your faith and trust in, and that is the most important community in the world. Both Jews and Gentiles will glorify God Almighty in all eternity, and they'll be there together not because of some common tragedy or some common birth or some common nation, but because of a common Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the King of the Jews, and the hope of the world.